Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we lift you up and we glorify you right now, God. We give you our best praise and our best worship, Lord, because we don't want to hold it in, God. We want to empty ourselves out right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we want to give you all this stuff. We want to give you all this stuff, Father God, that we carry in, Lord. We want to give you all this stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we hold it in inside. We just want to release all these things unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that you can handle it. We know that you can handle it and that you can fix it. So we're going to give it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to hold on to it anymore. We don't want to keep these things bottled down in the inside of our hearts and in the inside of our minds on today, Lord. So we just want to release all this stuff unto you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and knowing that you are able to handle some things. We want to give it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to do some things, Lord, that we are not capable of doing. Lord, we done tried to figure it all out, God. We got our plan all mapped out, Lord, but it seems like things ain't working out for us. So we want to empty ourselves out right now, God. We want to give you every little bitty thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, regardless of how mediocre that we think it is, regardless of how big that we think it is, God. We want to empty it out right now, God, every pain, every hurt, every sorrow, every fear, every tear. We want to give you all this stuff right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can take care of it. We know that you can take care of it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And these seeds are just so heavy on us, God. These seeds are just so heavy on us, God. And they got us in a place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of not just doubting, Father, but they got us in a place of fear. It got us in a place of thinking and believing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it's not going to get better. So I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch that thing. Touch that thing that got your people having late in God. Touch that thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that got your people walking around in lost hope, God. Touch that thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's disturbing your people or got them in a place of stress. Lord, touch that thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that got your people in a place of depression. Oh, my mind, little local see. I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will lift these things up, God. Jesus. Lift them up right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and move some things out the way, God. Lift these things up right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and rearrange some things. I just see some things being shuffled around. Oh, Baba, shining in the move these things out of our way, Father God, that got us stumbling and falling, God, and down your way. Oh, my mind, little go see. Move these things, God. Because these things, Father God, is waiting. How you know? They got our back hurting because we're trying to carry too much. They got our head hurting because there's a strain on our brain. We having heart palpitations, Father God, because it's broken. Oh God, how you the loco shine de la casilla? I'm asking you, Lord, he come the man de loco shia me man de loco sia, that you would touch this thing, God. Touch it, Lord. He come the man de loco sia. Move some stuff around. I just keep seeing things moved around. Oh, my mind, little local son. It's some things that we facing in the courtroom. God moving some things around. in some situations that is challenging to us concerning our jobs. The Lord is moving some things around. It's some concerns within our heart and our marriages and our home and our relationships. He moving some things around. Hey, move it, Lord. Move it, Lord. Hey, move it, Lord. We stand on your word, God. Haya locosia. Haya mama locosia. Even our financial situation, he's moving some things around. Concerning our health, he's moving some things around. Concerning our children, he's moving some things around. Concerning our parents and our families and relatives, he's moving some things around. Move it out the way, God. Move it out the way. I see some things that causes us to stumble. He come to local son. He moving that thing that's causing us to stumble and trip and fall. Move some things, God. Oh, mama, nilokosia. Oh, mama, nilokosia. Hiya, mama, nilokosia. Hi, Yaman, the local Shana. Hi, Yaman, the local Sia. Hi, Yaman, the local Shana. Move it, God. Move it, Lord. Hi, Yaman, the local Sana. Hi, Yaman, the local Shana. He moving them thoughts around. They got you stuck. Move it, God. Hi, Yaman, the local Shana, the Lacassia. Hi, Yaman, the local Shana. He moving some hate. That Yoko Shana. Because we always say, I hate this and I hate that. He moving some hate. Move it, Lord. Hi, Yaman, the local Shana. Hi, I'm moving it, says God. I'm moving the shame. I'm moving the fear. I'm moving the hurt. I'm moving in your portion. Moving, God. Oh, mama, I'm moving some things around. See, some people that betrayed you. It's some Judases that's going on in your life. I'm moving some things around. Oh, Baba, Shandi, the Locosia. It's some people that broke your heart. It's some people that disappointed you and was disloyal to you. I'm moving some things, said Igoko Shana. It's some people that lied on you and cheated. I'm moving some things. I'm moving it, says God. Oh, hey! Move it, Lord. That thing that got you lusting in your flesh. I'm moving some things, says God. That addiction that got a stronghold on you. I'm moving some things, says God. That willingly sin. I'm moving some things, says God. Move it, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that thing is hard for you to get over. I'm moving it, says God. He moving some things. I just see things being moved. Move it, God. Move it, God. I'm moving it. I'm moving them prayers around that you sent up. Yeah. I'm moving some things out the way. See, them prayers that you sent up, I got to move them hidden motives. I got to move them intentions. I got to move those things that you premeditated. I'm moving some things, says God. Hey! I'm moving. Hiya the local see the poppy show, the trickster. I'm moving some things. Hey, I'm moving it, says God. I'm moving it. I'm moving it. It can't stay there. because it's in my way. I'm moving some sin out your heart. I'm moving it. It can't stay there, says God. It's in my way. I'm moving these things out my way because I need access to you in totality. I'm moving some things out the way because I need to regulate your mind, says God. I'm moving some things out the way because I want you to have a heart of flesh, says the Lord. I'm moving some things out the way because I need you to know that you are an overcomer. I'm moving it, says God. Hey! Oh, my mind, little Okosi. Me come, little Okoshana. Oh, God. Move it, Lord. Move that doubt. Move it, God. We trust you. We trust you. Help the Okoshana. Move it, God. I'm moving that self-will out the way. See? Because I need my will to be done. I'm moving it, says God. You ain't got no choice. You ain't got no choice. Hey! Because I chose you, I ain't just called you, says the Lord. I'm moving some things because I got to fix you up. I got to make you right. I'm moving some things, says God. Hey, Baba, I'm moving those thorns and those thistles. I'm moving it, says God. Hey! Higher. See, I got to take you a little bit higher than me. And in order for me to take you a little bit higher than me, I got to move some things. I got to move some things that's in front of that ladder that you got to climb. I got to move those things that you know that I equipped you to climb that mountain. Yeah. I'm moving some things out the way that you can have some stability and some solidity. Yeah. I'm moving some things, says God. Hey! I'm moving it. I got to move it because you can't stay where you are. How you get a little shot now? You can't stay where you are, says God. I'm moving some things. I'm moving some things that you won't be slinged and tossed around. I'm moving some things, says God. I can't have you in the condition that you in right now. So I got to position you and recondition you, says the Lord. I'm moving some things. Hey, God. Move it, God. Move it, Lord. That we may be able to think right. That we may be able to talk right. That we may be able to act right. That we may be able to react right. Oh, God. Move it, Lord. Move it, Jesus. Move it right now, God. We're opening up our hearts right now. We're opening up our minds right now. We're opening up our wheels unto your will right now. We're opening it up, God. Hey! We're moving the barricades out your way. Yeah. It's a barricade that's in the way. We're moving it, Lord. We're moving it that you don't have to move. See, sometimes we got to move some things on our own. In order for him to move in us. I'm going to say that one more time. Sometimes we got to move some things on our own in order for him to move in us. He can't move in us when we trying to make our own moves. Yeah. He can't move in us when we trying to make all the moves and we trying to figure it all out. See, we think we got it together. Okay, so if I do this and if I do that, I can work this out this way and work that. And then we get to doing stuff hastily. We get to doing stuff spontaneously. Because we think we moving right. We moving it. Move out the way. Move out the way. He cutting it, local son. The Lord says, he moving some things in our lives on today. He got to move some things in order for him to move in us. He can't move in us when we moving on our own. Nah. He say he moving some addictions. He say he removing some hate. He removing some fears. He removing some doubts. He removing some tears, some brokenness. He removing some stuff, y'all. Today. Today. He didn't say tomorrow. He said today. He moving some things out the way. I saw a whole bunch of stuff in front of us. And so every time we walk up to it, we tripping and we falling. And we wondering why it's still there. Because you ain't let him move it. You got to let God move it. You can't do nothing right on your own. You can't. He the only one to impute righteousness. You got to let him move some things out the way. We not at the right temperature, said the Lord. We going to Revelations today, baby. We ain't at the right temperature, says the Lord. That's the last book of the Bible. The end time. We going to the book of Revelations. He said we ain't at the right temperature. We doing too much in our mind and in our bodies. Because this flesh got us yearning and lusting after the wrong stuff. We want to be the big man or the big girl. We want to be the head nigga in charge. He say he moving some things. He moving that self-will out of us. Because we always want to do what we want to do. How much of it we want to do it. Because here we go. He knows my heart. He sure do. That's why he moving some things out of it. Because it's too much clutter. And we ain't at the right temperature. Are you at the right temperature? We ain't at the right temperature. Our scale and our balances is off, says the Lord. Revelation chapter 3. Our balances and our scales is off. We ain't at the right temperature, says the Lord. So he got to move some things out the way. And we cannot even comprehend what he's doing because we doing things our own way. We lean into our own understanding, and our own understanding got us erring. We messed up, says the Lord. We ain't at the right temperature. We ain't doing the right stuff. We ain't acting the right kind of way. And I ain't just talking about sin. He talking about sin. He talking about doubt. He talking about fears. He talking about tears. He talking about compromising. He talking about salvation. We ain't at the right temperature. It's either or. But we want it all, don't we? Amen. We want it all. We don't want to have them just balances. Because I believe that if I weigh my options, and if I do it this way, my scale will be balanced. But I'm telling you today, the Lord's showing me right now, it's tilted. You got too much going on over here. Ain't got the scale. It's just like this. It's tilted. Y'all know lawyers always use them scales as a symbolic thing. As a symbolic thing. It's tilted, says the Lord. Why? Because we ain't answering that knock at the door. That's why. The name of the sermon today, the knock at the door, and it's a colon, RSVP. the knock at the door. RSVP. See, it's all kind of ways. First, let me explain this. This is what he told me to explain to y'all first. When I was in the shower, he was dealing with me about this. He said, let them know that their body is the house. Their heart is the door. But before I get to the house, I gotta go through a gate. The gate is your ears. Okay? Because if he can't come through the gate first, because coming through the gate allows him to walk up to the door. When he walk up to the door, he's gonna knock. And what we gonna do? Use our windows, the eyes. Cause I need to see who's that knocking at my door. Who you letting in? Who you letting in? Because sometimes we look through that window and it's something that's extremely enticing. They done already made the noise because they got my attention. So as I look out the window, who you letting in? What you letting in? And how you letting in? And how much of it is you letting in? The Lord tell me to tell you right now, close your house. You. What do I call you? What do I call you? Close your house. Because as you're looking out that window, it may be enticing. Because of what came through that gate. You heard something. He said, close your house. Close your house. Close your house. That's your body. This, the house is your body. Close your, who you letting in? What you letting in? What you looking at that's enticing? Who knocking at my door now? Who knocking at my door? What's knocking at my door? Because it could look like a who and it can very well be a what. Did y'all hear me? Let me explain that. It can look good, but it ain't good for you. What was that? That's that what. What done happen? That's that what. That you heard at the gate. That's that what? I'm getting ahead of myself, but I don't care. Not today. The knock at the door. RSVP. What is a knock? It's to make a pounding noise. It's to strike something with a sharp blow, because it's all kind of knocks. Sometimes something or people can be knocking and you can't even hear them knocking. Did you hear me? It'd be real soft. You'd be like, I thought I heard something. So you better stop listening to them sweet nothings. That pillow talk. That stuff that's coming through your gate, making them sweet whisperings, noises, and it ain't the master. It's to come into usually forceful contact with something. Sometimes somebody knocking at your door and you don't want to hear the police. Police! How many times you've been broken in your heart and you don't want to hear that knock? I know that ain't who I think it is at my door. I'm just saying. Wherever he take me, I'm going today. Baby, I'm on a baseball field and I'm going to third base and I'm going home. And I'm sliding right on in. Did you hear what I say? I'm sliding right on in. A knock is to deliver a blow to someone or something, usually in a strong, vigorous manner. It's to express one's unfavorable opinion of the worth or quality of. Sometimes you gotta ignore them knocks. Because before you use these windows to look out of, that knock makes a noise that grabs your attention. So what knock is getting your attention? What knock? How many knock? Because some people, oh Jesus, okay Lord. Some people, you will hear noise at the front and the back door. You, at the same time. At the same time. You will hear a noise at the front and the back door at the same time. You can't go to both windows, can you? And one may make you act this way and the other one may act you that way. So I'm going to ask you this. What's your temperature level? What degrees are you at? We ain't at the right degrees, he said. RSVP is to respond to an invitation, or it's just to please reply. When you get an invitation and it's a RSVP, that means, could you reply? Could you let me know whether or not you're coming, or is you going to accept my invitation? Stop accepting all these invitations because they're not good for you. Jesus. And neither will they be good to you. Let's go to Revelations chapter 3. The knock at the door. RSVP. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write. I'm going to start over because he just gave me the pronunciation. Okay, Lord. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. That's what he said. Laodiceans. Because the O is silent. Laodiceans, right. These things says the Amen. The Amen is the one that say they're sitting as all. The faithful is the one that ain't gonna turn their back on you in spite of you being you. And true witness means he cannot lie and he sees everything. The beginning of the creation of God. Can I start over? And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. I know what you're doing. I know how you're doing it. I know how much of it you're doing it, and I know you ain't got no business doing it. I know what you're doing. I know your works. What is works? How you approach something. Works is something that you perform. How is you performing? Works is something that you do. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. We ain't at the right temperature. I know that you ain't neither cold or hot. So he's saying, I want you to get him the definition of cold and hot. I say, Lord, they know what cold and hot is. He say, no, they don't. He said, we don't know nothing. He said, we don't really understand what cold and hot is. See, because when he say cold and hot, he's not just talking about sin. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. Sometimes I love him and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm obedient and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm rebellious and then sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm trusting him and then sometimes I don't. Sometimes I believe him and then sometimes I won't. See, sometimes I'm going to do right and then sometimes I ain't. He not just talking about sin. When they was preaching these scriptures to me, they was preaching it to me simply only about sin. It's about our entire life. Because he'd rather have you hide a cold. Either you're going to believe God or you're not. If he said it, he's going to do it. Either you're going to trust him to do it or you're not. So I know how you working that out in your mind. Oh, Lord, I wish. It ain't no wishing. Maybe you either blessed or you cursed. Did you hear what I say? What is your works? How is you performing your thoughts that will activate the works that you want to come true? I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to read all them scriptures, baby. See, we think he's just talking about sin. He talking about sin too. He talking about sin too. Oh Lord, I'm going to be celibate this week. But Lord, you know my heart. It's just hard. Lord, I ain't going to take that drink this day. Because Lord, you know, I'm addicted and you just got to help me, God. I did do that. You know what? I'm just going to take this drink because that just got on my nerve. Come on. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we will. And sometimes we won't. We ain't at the right temperature now. We ain't at the right temperature. Because you can be kept if you want to be kept. I don't give a rest tell what area is in. I'm a witness to that. I'm talking years. What is you talking about? Your body? I'm talking about in your mind, baby. Let's talk about your mind. We're going to go a little further than just this. See, because this ain't going to ever get saved. The Bible says there's no good thing that dwells in your flesh, is it? Baby, it rise up and it get cold and it get hot. I ain't even got to the hot part yet. I'm still on cold. That leg. Let's talk about that leg, baby. That itch we got to scratch. I'm just saying. See, they don't want to tell y'all the truth. He say he a true witness. I just read it. He say he faithful. If he was not faithful, he would not be trying to help us now. Now to be either or. Because you can't do both. You gonna hate one and love the other. That thing I go to do, I do not. But that thing I don't want to do, that's what I do. Ooh, Lord, our soul cleave to the dust. Who wants to go back to the dust knowing that their soul is down further than the dust? Okay. Hey! Help me, God! Because even though I got to go back to where I came, which is dust, I don't want my soul to go below the dust. That's hell, y'all. Okay, let's go back. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. What is cold? It's not color or affected by personal feelings or bias. It's detached, indifferent, depressing, or gloomy. It's having lost freshness or vividness, as in deliberate or premeditated. It's no longer living. How many times something that happened in your life that killed your spirit? How many times something happened in your life that killed your attitude? How many times something in your life happened to you that caused you to be cold-hearted? We're talking about the knock at the door, RSVP. Cold. It affects. It's something that happened that affects your personal feelings. It caused you to be biased. It caused you to detach from folk and people. How many times you say, I ain't finna deal with them. I ain't finna deal with that. I'm done. He talking about cold. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Now what is hot? It's hot. It's marked by violence or fierceness out of anger. I ain't talking about just hot to the touch. Because somebody can touch you and you can get hot. How about that? You could get hot in the inside, baby, and that leg gets you shaking. Or you could get hot and you need a rag to wipe your forehead. He said, I'm the true witness. I can only speak the truth today. He said, hot. Now, I told y'all what cold was. He said, we ain't at the right temperature. We ain't at the right temperature. What is cold? I told y'all. It's marked by a lack of warmth or normal human emotions, friendliness, or compassion. Sometimes you can be so cold you don't give a rat's tail. Sometimes you can be so cold until it affects your personal feelings and you become biased and detached, indifferent, depressed, or even gloomy. It could put you in a place that causes you to be deliberately premeditating some stuff and you lose all vigor in your body. You get cold. What is hot? It's marked by violence or fierceness out of anger. It's being or involved in the latest methods, concepts, information, or styles. How many times y'all have heard the phrase, ooh, baby, it's hot off the press. Ha! That's that gossip. That's that latest style, that latest trend. Say clicks, those clicks. It's a stuff. It's marked by bursting of destructive force or intense activity. This is what I was telling you. It's showing urgent desire or interest. Sometimes we be hot. You know how we get. Don't act like you don't know. Because a man don't get hot, they get it. Sometimes I need earbuds for the babies. See, they don't get hot. It get intense. We gotta scratch that in. We do too much. What is your house in? I didn't explain to y'all what he done said this morning, didn't I? He talked about the house. He talked about the windows. He talked about the gates. And he talked about the knocking. Don't y'all forget what he said about this stuff. Because I ain't even got to the good part yet. This is just the appetizer. This is the appetizer. The knock at the door. RSVP, baby. What is you answering? What knock is you answering? Is the front door, is the back door? Because some people try to slide it. I told you, the sliding. But on the baseball field, you're on the third base, you sliding right on it. What's sliding in your house? Close your house. Stop. Stop. When they come through that gate, you hear it. And that makes you look out the window, them eyes. You better watch what you listening to and what you see. You better pay attention, because we ain't at the right temperature. The Lord said we ain't at the right temperature, baby. Here's what he said. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the amen, the one that say that's it and that's all. The faithful and true witness. The one that's faithful and just. Because he ain't going to leave you high and dry like everybody else. The beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. I would prefer you to do it or not. See, what did he say? Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. He said, I would rather... Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Listen. So then, because thou art lukewarm, what is lukewarm? You lacking conviction and half-hearted. You showing little or no interest or enthusiasm. So he would rather have you cold and bitter and mean and wicked and sinful, or he would have you hot and bothered. See, because if you hot and bothered, you just might consider. And then reconsider. And then consider again. You just might. The Bible is a scripture in the Bible, I'm paraphrasing, that says they, if they might consider their ways. You might have some kind of stuff going on up in there that make you want to change or do right or think right or act right. But because you're lukewarm and you don't know what you want to do at any given time, because you are so emotionally imbalanced, it's easy for you to be cold or easy for you to get hot and bothered. See, the way he gave me this theme today, he wants us to understand it's not just sin, but it's in our whole lives. Either you're going to trust me or you're not, says God. Either you're going to believe me or you're not. Either you're going to follow me or you're not. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. I want you to be at the right temperature. I want you to be at the right temperature, says the Lord. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Don't y'all know spit is nasty? Vomit is nasty and it's steam. Spit on your arm and then smell it. Throw up and then smell it. It stinks. He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. So if you spitting something out or vomiting it, what is that? You're getting rid of it. Ain't you? You disposing of something that got you yucky. You moving something that got you agitated. Or they, listen to this. He said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have no need of nothing. So when he say you rich, he ain't talking about in your finances. You think you got it all together. What do you mean? Can't nobody tell me nothing because I know this and I went to school for this. I got all the knowledge I can. Can't nobody tell me nothing because I experienced that. Well, why are you going through it again? Because it's something else that you don't know that he's trying to get you to know. It's a, you ain't rich. It's something else. This is what he told me this morning, y'all. He said, we think that we didn't increase. Oh, I got all the way. I've been in church for years. So I already know. Do you really know you ain't rich even there? I know so many people been in church for years and still lost. I got everything I need. This man told me, and he is a prophet slash minister slash stand before God's people. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I got the duck and I said, I'm scared of you. Excuse me. It's the... Because something wrong with everybody in some form or some fashion. I don't have it together. I confess. Now, I don't know about nobody else. You ain't got to, baby. I'm messed up. And I'm in a hospital. I need to be fixed in some form or some fashion. I need surgery. I need reconstruction. I need a counselor. Baby, I need a psychiatrist. I need all that. Now, I don't know about nobody else. I confess that I get angry and I want to sin, baby. But I premeditate. I'm talking about me. I try to figure out what I'm going to do next before they get to the next. I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about nobody else because everybody else good, right? I ain't good. I'm not. I want to be though. I want to try anyway. He says, because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have no need of nothing, and knowest not. See, we so blinded about our house and our gates and our windows. The Bible says that you don't even know that you are rich. And what is wretched? It's deeply afflicted, dejected, or distressed in your body or your mind. What do we mean by that? He mean you always trying to figure out something. It got you in a place of anxiety. You don't know what to do next, baby. You still kill, destroy, not other folk, your own self. Your heart beating fast because you're scared. You know, it's a being or appearing mean, miserable, or contemptible. It's extremely unsatisfied, always complaining. This is what wretched means, baby. It's falling short of a standard that he wants us to live by. And we can't. We feeling unhappiness, uncomfortable, depressed, not following or in accordance with the standards of honor or decency. We don't even know how to be decent to one another. What you mean by that? Because we don't even know how to communicate and talk to one another without elevating our voice, without getting offended. So you tell me you ain't rich. Lord, help a rich like me. Now, this is what the book say. He told me to give y'all the definition so that we can really get an understanding that we ain't got it good. We ain't right. What he say while I was praying? Our temperatures ain't right. We ain't at the right temperature. He don't want us lukewarm. We ain't at the right temperature. Because when you lukewarm, you may be having them hot spells and them cold flashes. Let me change it again. Okay, Lord. Them hot flashes and them cold spells. Or them hot spells and them cold flashes. Why? Because we ain't at the right temperature. He said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable. You miserable. So what is miserable? Being in a pitiful state of distress or unhappiness as from want or shame. You miserable because you ashamed of what happened to you and everybody else saw it. And so you shamed about it. So it put you in a place of misery that want to put somebody else in your company. Misery loves company, y'all. You miserable, causing or marked by an atmosphere lacking in cheer or low quality. It's showing signs of advanced wear and tear and neglect. You neglecting your own sanity. So you trying to look at somebody else and say they crazy. Or you thinking crazy about that individual because you're crazy. We ain't at the right temperature. We ain't balanced. He showed me them scales. You know them scales that the lawyers have. We tilted. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor. What is poor? Less plentiful than what is normal, necessary, or desirable. It's falling short of a standard of low quality as in deserving of one's pity. We poor, baby, we be so poor inside of our mind and in our heart and so miserable. And so when people look upon us, they gonna have pity for us. And what's wrong with you? Are you good? Is something wrong? What? He talking about us. Poor and even in our spirit. Poor even in our spirit, which causes us to be miserable and thinking that we are of a low standard and not knowing or understanding, that's what he's saying, understanding our worth, our value. How many times did he have me tell you, let him understand you are valuable, because if you wasn't, he would not ever have sent his son Jesus. You're valuable. Listen. Not only did he say we are wretched and miserable and poor, he said we blind. What is blind? It's unable or unwilling to discern, make out, discover, or judge. We don't even know how to make the right judgments in the midst of our anger. Our temperatures is off. Having no regard to rational discretion. We can't rationalize nothing, because what I say, what I see, what I understand is just that. And there's absolutely nothing you can say that can rationalize with. You can't reason with me, because it's my story, that's it, and that's all. That's us. That's us. That's he fed. That. And one thing I do stand on, if God said it, it is so. I don't care how you try to rationalize with me that it ain't. Because I just read the first scripture of 14. He is a true witness. He can't lie. And he knows everything that we're doing in secret and out. He knows. What is blind? It's made or done without sight of certain objects or knowledge of certain facts that could serve for guidance or cause bias. There go again, hot or cold. It's being under the influence of. When you blind, you under the influence of. Because sometimes, baby, we could be going through something and been going through it for so long until it blinds us from seeing afar. We can't see the future. Now, he done already been a true witness and done already told you what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. But because you've been in that place for so long and you've been going through that thing for so many years, it's hard for you to see, even though he is the true witness and done already done said it. So either you're going to believe him or you're not. Either you're going to trust him or you're not. I'm just saying, he said, I'd rather have you out of cold. Either you're going to believe me or you're not. I don't want you to be lukewarm. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will. Sometimes I won't. He's not just talking about sin. He's talking about our lives overall. That we may consider it all. Because all of it plays a factor in our works to what? Trying to make it to heaven. It all plays a factor. It cannot just be in one place and you think you got it together. I just read that stuff. And then in the other place, No. And you can't get it right on your own. Please understand that. God is the only one that can impute righteousness inside of you. But you can take a step to do it. Then you can ask him to help you not to do that wrong thing. Have that wrong thought. Act that wrong way. Be that wrong person. Not only is we blind, he said we naked. What is that? Naked, lacking confirmation or support, devoid of concealment or disguise, and free from all additions or embellishment. When you naked, baby, you can't add nothing on to what you think you can cover up. Say exposure. Because that, he say, I see what you're doing. I see your works. I know your heart. I know that. So you can't sit up here and say, the Lord say, trust him. You ain't got to worry about this and you ain't got to worry about that, because he going to provide, he going to do this, he ain't going to do that. Then, yeah, Pastor Bud. Yeah, but I wish. Because it ain't no wish you, the blessing you girls. But it's taking so, no. It's all, the Bible said there's a time and a season for everything under the sun and a purpose for it. It's all for his glory in actuality. That thing that you think is impossible, it's not going to happen. He'll make happen so that you can glorify him and tell the foe, oh, that wasn't nothing but God. And my daughter's voice, Mom, that ain't nothing but God. Are you following me? It's a purpose why you have to be in that place for so long. It's a purpose why you got to go through that thing so long. It's a reason why you keep sinning. Don't you know it's a purpose even for sin? Y'all think I'm kidding? The Bible says he puts bad up against good. Evil up against good. It's a purpose even for your sin. So you can consider. It's a purpose for your sin so that you can take accountability. For you to acknowledge it without what? Shame, fear, embarrassment, hesitation, and for Lord, no compromising. See, it's a purpose for I hope y'all getting it. He said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have no need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He said, I counsel thee. What is counsel? To give advice, especially as a result. It's guarded thoughts. Listen, guarded thoughts or intentions. It's an opinion suggesting a wise or proper course of action. He say, I counsel thee to buy of the gold. Tried. What is tried? Good. Found good. Faithful. Or trustworthy through what? Experiencing or testing. It's to make an effort to do. This scripture had me jumping in a shower. Listen, I'm going to say it again. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire that thou mayest be rich. See, I'm letting you go through these things that you may be able to understand that you are valuable. Your valuability has to be tried, because if you go down in that ground and you find some gold, it's going to have a whole bunch of dross on it, baby. And it's got to be primed. It's got to be buffeted so that shine can come. I got to try you in this thing so that you can know what's inside of you, so that I can move it out of you, that I can move you to where I want you to be. So it's a purpose for that. It's a purpose for that. See, I need you to understand that in your trying seasons, that you can overcome that thing that you're experiencing that you think is hard to get over. You ain't got to be afraid and go into a place of anxiety, because you already got the victory. Let me say this. The Bible says, I knew you before the foundations of the earth. I knew your end before you came into the beginning of your life. See, I knew all your works and everything that you were going to do, accomplish, and even fail at. I knew this. But what I did not tell you was that you didn't know it. And because you didn't know it, I had to move and shuffle some things that you can see it and hear it, so that you can overcome it after you acknowledge it and accept it. See, because we don't want to accept ourselves as being ugly. We don't want to accept ourselves as being mean and unfriendly and bitter and hateful and sinful. And we don't want to accept that. We don't want to accept that. But I know all these things. I'm going to prove it to you. Listen to this. I counsel you, says the Lord, to buy the gold. I'm giving you advice for your own good. I'm telling you something that can help you, so do not disregard it. Do not kick it under the rug and go back to it, because it is us. He know my heart. He do. That's why he tried to tell you not as deceitful. And desperately, we desperately weaken above all things. Baby, we is in desperation to do the wrong thing. Yeah, the Bible says so. I don't say that. We desperate to do it. The wrong thing. To think the wrong way. to act the wrong way. Listen to this. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me. In other words, I want you to get a part of me. It's gold. It's valuable. And you're going to be tried in the fire that thou mayest be rich, that you may be coming. And white raiment. The Bible says, even in the midst of your sin, if you turn, repent. He said, I will take that sin from you and throw it. He said, put it. He said, throw it in a sea of forgetfulness. And I won't remember it no more. He didn't say, I'm going to put your sin in the sea. He said, I'm going to. So in other words, when you throwing something behind you, baby, you throwing that thing. Because I already been tried. This example he want me to give y'all. God is ain't no joke. I love that man. This example. We're at a wedding. And I'm the bride. And when I get done with all the good stuff that's coming to me, I turn my back and I throw my for the next person. Now in me throwing it, I don't know where it's going to land, do I? That's just like him. He says, I'm going to throw. When I throw that thing, that bouquet, and somebody else catch it, I ain't got to go back there and get it. Because I already have been in that place. Is y'all following me? So, he would take our sins and throw it in a sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. He's not going to come and keep bringing it up to you. So why you keep bringing it up to him? He didn't already say it, I forgave you for it. Just don't do it no more. Close your house. He said, our body is the house. So knock at the door. Our ears is the gate. You got to go through the gate before you walk up to the house. When you coming through that gate, it makes noise. It makes noise. If it's a squeaky noise, or if you close it, or if you do like this and put, it's making some noise. And it's going to get your attention when somebody walk up to your house and you're going to look out the window, which is your eyeballs. Your eyes are the windows to this life, y'all. Do not allow your eyes and your vision to deceive you by what you heard. Are y'all paying attention? Listen, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. So it does not matter when you throw that thing, and when he throw that thing in the sea of forgetfulness, and then you won't be ashamed to tell where he brought you from. I ain't ashamed the Lord told me that I was a prostitute. He told me I was a drug dealer. He told me that I inherited from my mama and my daddy. He told me I was a dope fiend. Did I say I'm talking about Yvette Steele? Hey. So I'm not ashamed of my nakedness, baby. Because he made me rich. When he allowed me to be tried in the fire when I took his counsel. When I took his counsel, it moved and shuffled some things up. That I won't be ashamed. And I could testify about it, that as he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And you. And you. And you. Oh, I ain't just talking about sin. I'm talking about when I didn't have no money for 5 years and they told me they wouldn't even give me a food stamp to feed my kids. I'm talking about, he said, all the afflictions, I gave y'all all these scriptures. I'm talking about when I was sick in my body and they told me I'd never walk, baby, and I could run. I'm talking about when they, see, I had to be tried and fired to become gold. To know that I was valuable enough for him to make me over when he did what? Forgave me of my sins that I did what? Turn from. Yes. You So I keep telling y'all, sometimes we just got to turn and walk away. Just to, you know what, Lord, I'm done. I can't, I had to turn and walk away when I had none. I was trying to figure out how to do that. I sat in my car and I threw my head back. And I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do next, and I ain't going to even worry about it, but I'm giving it to you right now because it ain't nothing else that I can do. 3 days later, I got a check in the mail for $5,600. When I had absolutely nothing, did not even know. I tell y'all, I was sleeping in my car and I covered up with my clothes. I didn't even have a blanket. Not just me, did I say my kids too? Oh, okay, yeah. Try and what? That thing to let me know. Either you are going to be hot or cold. You're going to trust me or you not. You're going to believe me or you not. You're going to wait on me so that I can get the glory. Because I'm going to say it again in my daughter's voice. It wasn't nothing but God. It wasn't nothing but God. It wasn't nothing but him. He said, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salves, that thou mayest see. So I'm not going to allow what I'm going through or in to blind me from seeing my future. Did you hear what I say? Why? Because I heard when he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are good and not evil. I got to expect it in for you. I heard him when he told me about the 28 sins and the 42 blessings. Or vice versa. I heard him when he said, if you do this, I'm going to bless you going in and you coming out. So I'm not going to worry about if somebody trying to curse me. Or I got a phone call last night and the person said this to me. Pastor, what is witchcraft? I heard, you know, somebody said that somebody was doing witchcraft on me. I said, girl, can't nobody curse none God bless. That's why he tell us not to be so superstitious. See, because what you think, so shall you be. You see? So I heard them gates, because it's all kind of gates, y'all. When them gates opened up, And who, what, or that, or it walked up to my door, which is my house, and knocked. And I looked out. I knew whether or not to get him RSVP or access denied. See, I knew because he put some eye salves on my eye so that I'd be able to discern some things. And the outcome, she said Friday, other circumstances. Ha! Because there's always something that's going to occur from something or a choice that you made. Watch your choices. They're here, and that vision will mess you up. You got to remember, I heard when he said, no weapon formed against me. So it's going to be some people that's going to try to do some things or say some things or act some kind of way. Or even, quote unquote, recruit folk to help them to form that weapon. But it ain't going to prosper. Why? Because you are of value. And I have already counseled you. I counseled you to give you that assurance and confidence in me. That if you stand before me, who? Huh. We talking about, let me read that scripture again. These things says the amen. We talking about the amen. The one that said that sin in that song. We talking about the faithful and true witness. The beginning of the creation of God. That's the one I'm talking about today. That's the one I'm talking about today. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So if he rebuke you, it does not mean he mad at you. It just means he disappointed. Because if he was mad at us, we'd be doomed, y'all. Look, his disappointment would get real critical. Let me read y'all that. What is rebuke? To criticize someone as so to correct a fault, an often public or formal expression of disapproval. It's to criticize someone severely or angrily, especially for personal failings. So when he rebuking you or exposing your mess, it does not mean that he does not love you. To chasten is to correct by punishment or suffering. Did you actually think that your sins was going to go unpunished? That's what the scripture says. To inflict a penalty on for a fault or crime, to cause to be more humble or restrained. See, we think that he rebuking us and whooping on us because he don't like us. No, he's just trying to teach us not to walk in pride or to be prideful. He's trying to teach us how to control our tempers and our attitudes. He's trying to teach us how to have a sound mind. A sound mind. You can't have a sound mind. You know, the Bible says be of a sober mind. It does not just mean drinking, y'all. Because anger could cause you to get drunk. And not with liquor. It could cause you to get drunk with bitterness, strife, revenge, accusations. It'll mess us up. It'll mess us up. It'll mess us all up. As many as I love, he said, love, I rebuke and chasten. He said, so be zealous, therefore, and repent. What is zealous? Feeling or showing strong and energetic support for a person or cause or an idea, etc., etc. So, we have to be zealous. Listen to this. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. So let me explain something to you. You ain't got to walk around here depressed and feeling sad and unhappy. Because God wants to give you an RSVP, baby. All you got to do is go to him. The Bible says that he wants to lift up the hung down head. He want to mend the broken heart. He want to loose the chains and the shackles. You ain't got to be bound to no generational curses. He said, because I'm knocking. All you got to do is let me in, because I can break every generational curse. You ain't got to worry about your finances and nothing that you think that you don't have, making rash and hasty decisions. Because the Bible declares that the silver and the gold is his. You ain't got to worry about lacking absolutely nothing. Because one thing he gives us, and that's the breath of life. If he didn't, we'll be walking around grasping for air. We ain't got to walk around. He said, I want to come in and sup with you. We ain't got to worry, and we ain't even got to sin, y'all. We don't have to do any of these things. Again, he's not just talking about sin. When he says to repent, he means repent of telling me, Lord, it's hard for me to trust you for that, but I trust you for this. It's hard for me to wait on you, Lord, so I'm going to go ahead and put my hands on it. What did he have me praying today? And that thing was down in me. I couldn't even stop saying it. He said, I'm moving some things out the way. I'm moving all doubt, all fears, all tears, all hesitation, all compromising, all sin. He said he got to move these things out the way, and that he can move something in you. He can't move nothing in you when you got all this other stuff going on. He can't move that doubt when you always complaining about what you ain't got and what you can't get. Why you say I can't get it? Because he say ain't nothing impossible with me. You can get anything you want. He gave us the keys. Did you hear what I say? and then mess around and repent of the sin on top of repenting on being lukewarm. Ooh. Baby, what did he say? He said, I'm going to make you rich and I'm going to make you look real good. People going to be like, it's a song that say that gift show look good on you. Say the gift of life. The gift of breath, the gift of freshness and newness. And he would give you a gift of vitality, baby, that you thought that thing could not be revived. You better read the story about them dry bones. Baby, he'll bring life. He'll put all kind of ligaments and muscles. Baby, you better believe God. Don't be lukewarm no more. Either you is or you ain't. Either you gonna serve him or you not. Not sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I wasn't. Because he is faithful and just. And what do we mean by just? Yes, he say unjust weights is a sin. So you ain't got to carry this stuff that you've been carrying. That's why your back hurting, people. You ain't got to keep carrying it. Give it to him. When he had me to tell y'all to write this stuff down, and we've been doing it for, I never read the stuff, I just pray over it. That's it. You are giving it to him and you leaving it there. Don't pick it back up in your pocket, put it in your pocket or your pocketbook, your billfold, whatever you want to call it, your sack, your backpack, your rag tag. I won't give a rat's tail. Leave it there. If it's something that you are struggling with, even in your heart, concerning brokenness, sadness, depression, he got you. Either you gonna believe he's a healer. You know what, this thing running me crazy. Ain't nothing running me crazy. Absolutely nothing. Oh, but at one time it was, I had to take Valium, y'all, to keep my nerves calm. But let me tell you about a man that regulates the man. Do you hear what I say? He's not just a counselor. He's a wonderful counselor. I don't get my panties in a bunch when they tell me your credit score is there, because he also say in the book, he's my creditor. I ain't afraid when I walk in a courtroom, baby, because he's the judge and the lawyer, and he the only one to hold that gavel. Did you hear what I say? Been there. Experienced it. Mess around and say, Lord, I forgive you. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry for even doubting you a little bit because it didn't happen when I wanted it to. Or quick enough for me. Everything happened for a reason and a purpose, because I'm going to say this and I say it all the time. Tried and true, baby. Tried and true. After he get through taking you through that thing, baby, he gonna get all the glory. And you gonna be not just testifying, but you gonna be singing like a bullhorn. God did it! That ain't nothing but God. Let me tell you what God did. Ooh, I was blessed. Look at Jesus. Baby, you gonna have all kinds. You gonna get to making up your own stuff. Say, what did he say? Jehovah Jireh, that's my problem. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Jehovah Tiskanu. Jehovah Nisi. Baby, you gonna get to talking about all these days. Oh, Jesus. And then mess around and turn from that thing that you know got you bound. He said, I'm moving some things out the way so that I can move in you. He wanna move inside of you. So when you seeing that person, or you seeing that thing, or you hearing it, or you then that's what Tony, you know, don't let that thing overtake you. Don't let that thing have you in a place of bondage. Don't let that thing put you with that ball and chain, and you're dragging it and dragging it, and you're walking over like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. You can't get that thing off your back. I got a love phone call before. You know a witch riding my back. Are you a broom? Are you a broom? What's riding your back? Ain't nothing riding your back. Either regret, guiltiness, or it's low self-esteem, self-depression. That's what be riding our back. The number one thing that rides our back is fear. But we denouncing all that today. We denounce any and everything that's causing us to be stagnated and barricaded, because God say he moving some things. He moving some things that you cannot even see. He moving some things that you did not even know was there. Even before you got to it, he moved it out your way. He said, I moved it out your way. When I walked over here, I just saw so. He said, I moved it out your way. He moving some things out the way, baby. He would allow you to see it. He'll allow you to hear it. He'll allow you to even be in it. Being in it. In it. And he'll still move it out the way. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say that again. You ain't got to worry about nobody keep picking on you. Because he'll move him out the way. You ain't got to be afraid of what their job will say or what they going to do next. Because he'll move it out the way. Baby, he'll move stuff out the way and start giving you favor. Let me explain that to y'all. I'm going to go up here because I want to see everybody. It's a difference from having favor and being favored. See, God shows us favor every day, everybody. But when you favored, it's stuff that happened out of the unordinary. It ain't nothing ordinary. It ain't nothing that we be expecting. It be stuff that is impossible. Break that word down. The first two letters is I am. I am that I am. I am your healer. I am your way maker. I am your ventricle. I am your peacekeeper. I am your stature. Not statue, because I'm a living God. I am your stature. There's a difference. He's not a statue. He's alive. He's alive. See, I serve a living God. The Bible says he's invisible, but he makes things tangible to me. Baby, well, I know without a shadow of a doubt. I believe any and everything that he say. I don't want to be lukewarm. If it's hard for me to believe him for it, I'm going to confess it and say, Lord, help me in my unbelief. I'm not going to fake it till I make it. No, I want to make it without faking it. Hey! I'm not going to fake it till I make it, baby. I want to make it without faking it. Because I know that he is real. Not just for me, but for everybody. For everybody. So when he say these scriptures, let me read that last one. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set. So what did he overcome? What is to overcome? To get the better of. When you overcome something, you getting the better of. I'm getting a better life. I'm getting a better breath. I'm getting a better this. I'm getting a better that. I'm getting a better of the better. I'm getting a better of the best. Ah! Hey! I'm getting the better of the best. Now, how about that? I'm getting the better of the best. It's to achieve a victory over. It's to subject to incapacitating emotional, physical, verbal, or mental stress. I overcame that thorn and that thistle that keep on poking me, and I'm the bear that'll chop your head off. So I overcame my attitude. I overcame my anger. You know, people need anger management. God will help you manage that thing. And let me tell you something. He gonna keep on putting people in your face that's gonna make you mad. that's gonna make you angry. Why? Because he got to move some things out of you so he can move in you. He got to move that mentality set. That, you know, this lady used to always say, I'm tired of living in poverty. I said, I ain't living in poverty, baby, and I ain't lacking absolutely nothing. And I'm walking in billionaire status. I'm walking in it and I'm living it. You hear what I say? Why? Because God said it. And if he said it, I believe it. I'm not going to doubt it because I know too much about him. Baby, he has proven himself to me over and over and over again. And in the midst of him proving it, if that thing did not work out the way that I hoped or wanted it to, I know it's going to work out. Because if he overcame it, I know I can. Because he is the victory in my life. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. What? I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. You got to claim it for yourself. Joy. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. If you're sick, tell them healing. Healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Healing today is mine. I ain't gonna hate no more. Love. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. I ain't gonna be messed up in my mind. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Peace today is mine. I just want to claim him. God is mine. God is mine. God today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. God today is mine. If you mean it, come on, let's come to the altar. It's praying time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. It's so many times in our lives that we be making the wrong steps, going the wrong places, doing the wrong things. But today is the day that we're going to recommit ourselves unto the Lord. Today is the day that we're going to open up our hearts and our minds. We're going to repent from stuff. We're going to let some stuff go. We're going to allow God to move some things out the way. And we're going to put that stuff on the altar. And we're going to leave it there. We're not going to allow ourselves to be in that place or neither stay in that place where we think or believe that we got to be. We're not going to allow ourselves to open up our minds and our hearts to anything that's contrary to the will, the way, the purpose, the plan, or even the word of God that he spoke over our lives. If God said it, it's just simply amen. That's it and that's all. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we come unto you on this morning. Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. Search our hearts on this morning, Holy Spirit. Show us those tender areas, those hurting areas, those gray areas that we don't like to touch and we don't want nobody else to touch. Lord God, search our heart and know our ways on this morning. And teach us in your way everlasting. God, we come before you with a broken spirit and a contrite heart on this morning. Oh God, that you might help us, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you this morning, Lord, for knowing that you have loved us with an everlasting love. That you have called us with a holy calling. Now, Lord God, we leave it all here at the altar, Lord God. God, everything, Lord God, we thank you for moving it out of the way. We thank you for moving the obstacles out of the way. We thank you for moving the rejection out of the way. We thank you for moving the betrayal out of the way. We thank you for moving the confusion, oh God. Father God, we just thank you on this morning. Holy Spirit, fill this place. Minister to every heart and mind right now, God. God, we just have need of you on this morning, Lord God. God, we have need of you. We can't do this thing on our own, Lord God. Lord God, we pray this morning, Lord God. You said that you would have us hot or cold, Lord God. Because if we're lukewarm, you will spew us out of your mouth, Lord God. Lord God, show us our temperature gauge this morning, God. Show us where we are, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that we might lose some things. Lord God, that we might release some things. That we might be untangled from some things. That we might be detached from some things, Lord God. God, move this morning, Lord God. Move in our lives this morning, Lord God. Move in our lives this morning, Lord God. Move in our lives this morning, Lord God. God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Every shackle, every strain, every yoke of bondage, God. We pray for freedom. We pray for liberty, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit, rain down. Spirit, rain down. Spirit, rain down. Rain on us this morning, Lord God. Saturate us this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, your word tells us that the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Help our infirmities on this morning. Your word tells us that you make an intercession for us and you help with our infirmities. Help our infirmities on this morning, Lord God. Every infirmity in our lives, Lord God. Reveal and expose, Lord God. And show us, Lord God. Strengthen us in your word. Strengthen us in your inner man. Give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We pray for your grace and your mercy this morning, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lift every spirit of heaviness this morning, God. Remove every spirit of doubt, fear, confusion, hopelessness. Deliver this morning, God. Refine us in the refiner's fire on this morning. Purify our hearts, oh God. your word tells us to be effectual, fervent prayer. Fervent means hot, boiling. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Spirit
Andy, you're running. I can feel it happen.
Around for me.
Sometimes it just be so hard for us, y'all, to get past some things, to get over that little force. But God said you are an overcomer. Yes, Lord. You might not can see it right now. Oh, but it's coming. And they hard the opposite to believe. But nothing is impossible with God.
Father God, touch each and every individual that's on this altar. You know any and everything that they're going through. You know any and every situation, Father God, that has caused them to be in a place of despair. I just see people picking on this young lady. Hi, you little Kosi. Hi, Yamahashan, little Kosi. God is going to fight for you, Nicole. He's going to fight for you. God is going to fight for you. Don't understand. Because you fight back, you can't win. God is going to fight for you. He's going to fight for you. You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to worry. Oh God, lift up the burdens and the despair that your people are carrying, Father God. The discouragement and feeling defeated. I bind and rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus.
But I still believe it's turning around for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God. He's showing me again.
It's turning around.
Bishop.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
He's showing me again.
Around for me. It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
Because I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to
doubt.
I know He's working it out.
He's working it out.
And it's turning around.
It's turning around.
He said, if you,
this is the good news,
live upright and whole,
it won't always
be the way you
know. It'll turn in my face.
Yeah.
I mean, I just see our angel standing up there with his sword, look like a sickle, and his name right there. He's just standing and he's fighting for you.
Thank you, Lord.
He's fighting for you. You ain't even got to defend yourself. No more. Hey, 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 hey. When they say something, a boy nation say, don't say nothing. You walk away and give your kind to me.
Yes.
Don't entertain and become guilty about it.
Always be like this. We will.
A lot of times in our lives that we may not know or even understand what the Lord is doing. But let me tell you something. He said he moving some things out the way on today for his people. He moving some things out the way for his people. He moving some things and he shuffling some things up for us. He said earlier today that he was doing that thing. In the midst of him doing that thing for us, we got to know and understand that God is God all by himself. We may not be able to even understand or even know why these things is happening the way that they is, but it's necessary that it happen. It's necessary that these things happen. Everything that you are going through, it has to happen because God is grounding you. So you won't be so easily moved. So you won't be so easily moved. a divine purpose. It's a divine purpose that's taking place in this ministry. And God is doing some things for each and every last one of us. Did y'all hear me? He's doing some things for each and every last one of us. I know y'all saying, oh, well, the pastor already did. The Lord says it's double for our 12. So you wonder why you're getting double anointed today. It's a double anointing. We getting a double portion today. We getting a double portion today. Ooh.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me.
It's turning around.
A double portion. God is giving us a double portion.
He's giving us a double portion of his blessing today. He's giving us a double portion of his blessing on today. Everybody that's in here today was meant to be in here today for this right here. This is a different kind of anointing, says the Lord. It's anointing for healing. It's anointing for prosperity. It's anointing for posterity. It's anointing for gain. It's anointing for elevation. This is a different kind of anointing that we are receiving today, says the Lord. New directions. New directions. I heard the word and I got to say it like I heard it. What's going on in here right now is altitude. Altitude. Jesus. Let me see. Altitude. Jesus. Did I pour oil on everybody here? Altitude. 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 The Lord, come on, come on, come on back here. Come on back, come on back. We want to be in the midst. You ain't in the bag. We want to be in the midst. The Lord say altitude. 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 Everybody got it. Maybe I want some too. Whatever you're doing, Lord, don't do it without me. Jesus.
It's turning around. Believe that just put your hands in the atmosphere. And claim your season to turn around.
Portion that you are dispersing amongst your people, Lord. We thank you for the double portion that you are giving us on today, God. We thank you for favoring us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Come on, y'all. Let's just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Let's just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. For the double portion, I'm seeing it again. He just pouring it out, y'all. I wish y'all could see what I see. He just pouring it out. Double portion of joy and love. Double portion of peace and financial gain. Double portion of joy and love. Double portion of freedom and peace. Double portion. He just pouring it out, y'all. Double portion. Double portion. Double portion. I'm moving some stuff, says God. I gotta move these things. I gotta move these things out your way. Because you've been hindered from being free in your mind. So I'm moving some things out your way, says God. I'm moving some things. I'm moving some people around. And I see the shuffling again, like on a chessboard. I'm moving some things around. I heard for you, checkmate. Jesus, it's over. It's all over. It's all over. Your tears gonna be tears of joy. That's what they gonna turn to. I'm moving some things, says God. I just see. Oh my gosh. He moving some things for everybody in here today. Every individual in here today. Y'all remember this. He said he moving some things. And I literally see, like she said the word earlier, he bulldozing some stuff. He moving some things, baby. All around. Even for your family. Stop worrying about your mama. Stop worrying about your mama. He moving some things around for her on your behalf because of your prayers. Yeah. He moving some things around for your mama, baby. I see y'all thick as thieves. He moving some things around just for your mama. On your behalf because of your prayers. It make me think about Hagar and her son in the desert. When the Lord went to the mama, he said, he didn't say, I heard your prayer. He said, I heard the lad's prayer. That's the child. I heard your child crying out for you. For that situation. Baby, he doing some things for you. He doing some things for your mama because of your fervent prayers for her. With no hidden motives and no hidden intentions. You praying from your heart. God moving some things for you, baby. I just see it's moving around. He moving some things for you, girl. So you ain't even got to worry about your mama no more. Don't even worry. When the thought comes, say, oh, God moved that already. When you get to thinking about it, say, Lord, you moved that already. And stand on it. You stand on knowing. Believing and trusting. I want everybody in here to say, I know God.
I
believe God.
And I trust God.
Knowing, believing, and trusting will get results, y'all, of that double portion that's outpouring right now. Knowing it. Knowing it, baby. Because you know God. He done already proven to you. Knowing, believing, trusting. It is so. The Lord said it is so. That's in that song. It is so. The amen. The faithful. The true witness. The God of all creation. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Jesus. I saw a locomotive. I saw a locomotive. Jesus. Jesus. It's turning. It's turning. It's turning. It's turning. It done turn. It done turn.
Long. You're not gonna be out there long. And I just keep hearing because you chose the good part.
Jesus.
Because you chose the good part.
Jesus.
That means you chose to serve God first. You born with your spirit is attached here. And the Lord said the only reason he's allowing you to go. It's because you already started the process. And to keep you going, you sign some things just to agree, but you'll be back.
That agreement.
Because
he chose.
Everybody
do their hands
like
this. The good
part.
Yes.
We come to agreement.
You desire to be in the midst of the saints. You desire to be in the presence of God. But God is going to have somebody there with you who is also full of the word. He's gonna have somebody there that's full of the word and full of wisdom.
I want everybody to do your hands like this. Come into agreement with what the Lord says. Come into agreement with it. If he said it, it is so. That's it, and that's all. No more doubt, no more fears, no more tears, compromise. If he said it, it is so. We stand, Lord, we stand on your word right now. We come into agreement with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are not a God that shall lie. We know you cannot die either, God. We know that you are all sovereign and all powerful, Lord. And we thank you for coming into covenant with us. We thank you for being a promise keeper, a way maker, a healer, deliverer. You are any and everything that we need you to be. Because you are dependable. We trust you. We believe you. Because we know. We know who you are. I'm in agreement. I'm touching and agreeing with everybody. I'm touching and agreeing with everybody in the sanctuary. I touch and agree with everything that God has spoken over your life, now being and even to come. I touch and agree with everything that God has spoken over your life, now being and even to come. I touch and agree with everything that God has spoken over your life, now and being and to come. I touch and agree with everything that God has spoken over your life, now being and even to come. I touch and agree with everything that God has spoken over your life, now being and to come. God said he's going to make you completely and totally whole. I tell you. Not just in your life, but in your spirit too. I touch and agree with you.
I touch and agree with any and everything that God has spoken over your life, now being there to come. I touch and agree with any and everything that God has spoken over your life, now being there to come. I touch and agree. Come on, y'all. I touch and agree with any and everything that God has spoken over your life, now being there to come. I touch and agree with any and everything God ever spoken over your life, now being there to come. Well, I'm none blocking, nothing. I touch and agree with any and everything God ever spoken over your life, now being there to come. I touch and agree with any and everything that God ever spoken over your life, now being there to come. I got to play that song that he got ringing in my heart. I touch and agree with any and everything God ever spoken over your life, now being there to come. Do your hands like this. I touch and agree with any and everything God ever spoken over your life, now being there to come. I touch and agree with any and everything God ever spoken over your life, now being there to come. Here I touch you with any and everything God ever spoken over your life, now being there to come.
It doesn't matter.
I believe God. Come on, God. I believe God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I touch and agree with any and everything that God ever spoken over our lives, y'all. I believe God. I hope it was something that encouraged you guys on today. The Lord said he outpoured a double portion for us today. Double for your troubles. Every tear you ever shed, Nicole, God say he's going to turn them into tears of joy. Every sadness, all the things you had to endure, everything that you lost, God say double for your trouble, because you kept the faith. You stood firm. You believed me, and I'm going to reward you with double for your trouble. Nicole. That's what God said to you today. To you today. To you, baby. To you. You. I ain't forgot about you, says God. You thought I forgot what I promised? I say double for your troubles. He didn't say trouble, he said troubles. Just for you. You'll see. It ain't gonna be many days hence either, baby. He finna reveal that thing to you. You'll see. You'll see. Double for your trouble. I just heard that. Oh, God. Girl, you can sit back and enjoy this ride. Double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. I'm gonna show you I'm a God of truth. I ain't forgot about you. I made you a promise, and I am God, a promise keeper. Hiya, mama, my little. You gonna see. Hiya, Bahashana. Jesus. He's dependable. He's dependable. He's dependable. He's dependable. Every burden she carried, Lord, lift it up off her heart, God, because these is not the burdens that she have for herself. Lift it up, God. Oh, my mind, little Oshana. Jesus. 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 God is truly dependable. That's it. Every tear, girl, I just see they gonna turn into tears of joy.
It doesn't matter.
It's turning, it's turning, it's turning.
Oh, baby. Ay, you little ho, ha, ha. The Lord say, you may be okosi. Even in spite of it all, you're still pretty okosi, ha, ha. You still trust me. You still pray. Hi, abahashan, minilakasiya. He gonna do that thing for you right early. He said he not gonna tarry. He ain't gonna tarry. Every burden, God, lift it up. Lift it up, Lord. She always trying to figure it out for everybody else. And this is what she said about herself. I'm gonna be all right. Your heart of fervency has activated some things for you to happen now. To happen now in this season. This your season of rewards, Nicole. This your season of prosperity. Posterity. This is your season of rewards, said the Lord. Because you give. When you give like that, the Bible says it's going to be given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall meet you. So be in expectation, baby. This is your season of rewards, said the Lord. Ha. Thank you, Jesus, for the rewards that you're going to bestow amongst your daughter. Thank you, Father God, for the double for her trouble. Thank you, Lord, for not tarrying in this season. Thank you, Jesus, for lifting up the burdens. Thank you, Jesus, for giving her a heart that you gave her. She got such a fervent heart towards people. Thank you. He said double the fortune. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord says she carries so many burdens. He just lifted them all.
Thank you, Lord.
So many burdens.
Jesus.
Even strangers you don't know, they begin to talk to you and tell you that stuff. He's giving you a chance to catch your breath. You've been ripping and running and running and ripping and writing and everything for so many different people. But when he give you a chance to catch your breath, you gotta take it. God, show her how to rest in you. Show her how to rest in your presence, Father. Show her how to cast her cares upon you, for you care for her. You are the lifter up of her head, Father. Every burden. He's just soaking them up in my hand to release. Rest in him. 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 Sometimes you'll go into a praise and your thoughts stop you because you say, oh, I gotta go do that. Oh, I need to go do that. Don't break your praise and your worship to get busy. That's a trick of the enemy. Stay in the presence of God and get your breakthrough. Stay in the presence of God that you can hear his voice for that next step, for that next move. He's trying to give you direction. He's trying to give you direction. You've been asking for direction. But every time he tried to give it to you, you break your praise. You break your worship to get busy. God, we bind every distraction from her life right now, Father. Silence the chaos and confusion and give her peace. Peace like a river. Peace that passes all understanding. for peace, God. He said, peace and rest. Peace I give unto you. My peace I leave unto you. Not as the world giveth. Thank you, Lord. Peace, Lord. Peace, Lord. He said he's taken the burden off of your shoulders. He's taken the yoke off of your shoulders today. Don't put it back on. I see like a vest. And it's a weighted vest. I see it dropping off of you. Don't pick it back up. Get in his presence. You just feel so overwhelmed. So weighted down. But he said he don't want us to be that consumed with the affairs of this life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He said, your answers is in his presence. God talked to you in his presence. He talked to you when you praise and worship him. After you praise and worship, he gives you answers. And that's why the enemy is trying to distract you so much from that place. Press your way in that place. Find you a time. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Find it.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God, cover your daughter. Give her that peace, God. Give her that encouragement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As you lift up all these things up off of her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. He moving it out the way. He moving it out the way, Nicole. He moving it out the way. He moving it, Nicole. He moving it out the way. He moving it out the way. He moving it out the way. He moving it. He getting rid of 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 it. Oh God. Screaming for her. Thank you for screaming for her. Just let it go one good time, Nicole. Release it one good time. Right at the Lord's feet, and she like a little baby, and he just wrapping her up. He just wrapping her up. I mean, I literally see her as a child, and he just wrapping her up. He wrapping her up.
see about us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the hope and the comfort, the revitalization.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for being who you are, and that's just God. Thank you, Jesus. This is so appropriate. So appropriate. We are because of God.
I hope it was something said. This song's so appropriate for this time right now. Oh, because of God. Oh, because of God. Jesus.
Today for each and every last one of us individually. God is so faithful and just God. He is just God. All by himself. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Let's just give him another hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord so much. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible declares in Malachi, our requirements, I'm going to read that for you guys today. Anybody need any envelopes, please? Raise your hand. We can get you guys some envelopes. The Bible says that we ought to give God 10% of our increase. God is not a greedy God at all. And we're supposed to give him the first fruits. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord so much. We're going to stand on his word today in expectation for that good thing that he spoke, that thing that he said, that thing that he promised, and that thing that he did. He did a thing on today, you guys.